dragon boating, the breast medicine for cancer survivors. A group of breast cancer survivors has found strength, solidarity and healing through an unconventional avenue. Dragon boating in Docklands. Having navigated their own personal health challenges, the members of Dragons Abreast Melbourne Pink Phoenix come together each week to navigate the waters of Victoria Harbour, proving that paddling is sometimes the best medicine. The dragon boat has become a vessel of resilience and empowerment, fostering solace and support among these survivors, who, while all having their own lived experiences, share the benefits of camaraderie and an active lifestyle post-diagnosis and treatment. For Andrea Sears, who was diagnosed with breast cancer and underwent a bilateral mastectomy in 2003, joining Dragons Abreast has afforded her a healthy new life of friendship and adventure in a safe and caring environment. "After the bilateral mastectomy, I experienced lymphedema in my arms," Andrea said. "When I read an article in the Breast Cancer Network of Australia newsletter back in 2011 outlining the benefits of dragon boating for breast cancer survivors, I was interested." The article profiled Dragons Abreast Australia, which has clubs all over the country, including Docklands-based Dragons Abreast Melbourne Pink Phoenix. "I had been wanting to try a new exercise, and it was a perfect fit, along with the social side of dragon boating," Andrea said. "This exercise is perfectly suited to me to keep my lymphatic system moving well throughout my body via the gentle, repetitive motion of paddling, and it's keeping my arms quite strong as well." Andrea, who is now club president, said the importance of social connection and belonging after undergoing a serious health diagnosis cannot be underestimated. "Especially after dealing with the debilitating treatments and psychological stress after a diagnosis of breast cancer, our club is a wonderful supportive environment for people who have been through this," she said. "To be surrounded and supported by those who have all been through the same experience is hugely rewarding, and we provide hope and a pathway for these people to experience a new life of wellness and adventure. Join the pink paddling phenomenon. Membership of Dragons Abreast is open to all breast cancer survivors and their support crew, not just those living in the city of Melbourne. The club has 27 multicultural members comprising breast cancer survivors and our wonderful male and female supporters, currently ranging in age from 48 to 68, Andrea said. "We welcome breast cancer survivors in our community to come and try dragon boating with us anytime. We are always looking for new members." Dragons Abreast Melbourne Pink Phoenix paddle for 1 hour from 10 a.m. on Saturdays and during the non-winter months from 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. No prior experience is necessary. Meet at the community hub at The Dock, 912 Collins Street, Docklands. Explore our new well-being and connection map. Mental well-being is largely shaped by the connection we have to our community and our ability to access quality support close to where we live. Dragons Abreast, and many community groups like it, are listed on our new well-being and connection map. The map is designed to help you find activities, services and initiatives that support social connection and inclusion in your neighbourhood. Using the interactive map, you can easily find opportunities to connect with your community right on your doorstep. Whether it be health, well-being and recreation, arts and culture, lifelong learning, volunteering, or a community social group, there's a group just right for you, where you will feel welcomed and supported. For more information, visit melbourne.vic.gov.au/wellbeing connection map. The picture caption reads, "Members of Dragons Abreast Melbourne Pink Phoenix."